Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I'm reading to you from Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. We often refer to these verses of Scripture as the parable of the lost sheep. The purpose for this parable which Jesus taught was to answer those Pharisees and scribes which murmured against him, claiming, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Verse 1 of Luke 15 tells us that the publicans and sinners had come to hear him. These are the people who come to hear Jesus. These are the people who need to hear Jesus. We as sinners need to hear Jesus. We must come to him, for he is the Savior. And through him we have the offer from God of everlasting life. God desires to forgive us of sin, but that forgiveness comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. The publicans and sinners had come to hear Jesus. The Pharisees murmured against Jesus because he allowed them to come. They claimed that he ate with them. But Jesus allowed them to come so that he might teach them the way of eternal salvation. Because of their attitude, this parable was taught unto them. Let us examine this parable as Jesus desires that sinners come to hear him and receive him as Lord and Savior. In this parable, Jesus points out the value of the soul. Verse 4 of Luke 15, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? The Lord had been sent from heaven by the Father to redeem the lost. Jesus came seeking the lost, according to Luke 19 and verse 10. The very purpose for Jesus being in the world was because of sin. It was because the sheep had become lost. Jesus desires that we be found of him so that we can know his salvation. Jesus says that a man who has 100 sheep, if he loses one, he will leave the 99 and go into the wilderness until he has found that lost sheep. This is the attitude of God. The righteous do not need seeking. The righteous are already in the favor of God. The lost are those who must be found. Jesus came to seek that which was lost. And even if one soul is lost, this causes great concern before God. All of us are important in the sight of God. All of us have a soul, and God desires that that soul be saved. God does not wish that any be lost, but that all come to him. Ezekiel 18 and verse 4, the Old Testament prophet said, Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. God wishes for all souls to be saved. But there is a consequence for sin. There is a payment that must be made for transgression. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But God's design and desire for salvation is that that soul does not die, but rather that it may be redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came to save my soul. Jesus came to save your soul because of sin. God's concern is over our soul and the salvation of that soul. The soul is valuable to God. The soul should be valuable to us. It is the most precious commodity that we have. Sometimes when we take an asset of our belongings, we do not list the soul. We do not count the spiritual side. But rather, we're always looking at the physical, that which we can see and touch and hold. But the soul is that which is of great value to God. Matthew 16:26, Jesus said, "For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" This is a question that surely we ought to ponder. We ought to give great consideration to this question that Jesus asked. If a man were to gain the whole world, what profit would he have if he had lost his soul? Because you see and understand that the world is temporal, the things of the world will pass. Everything that you and I own today grows old and eventually becomes useless. But the soul is that part of humanity that has been made, created in the very image of God, and will not fade, will not lose its value, will not become terminated. The soul will live on and on. We should seek the salvation of our soul, for it should be priceless to us. We will never lose our soul. We will never get rid of our soul. The soul will be that part of us which goes into the eternal world and will remain forever and forever. If we were to gain the world and have all of the riches and all of the wealth and all of the success and prestige of the world and lose our soul, we would have nothing. For all of those things will come to naught, but the soul will remain. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The Old Testament says that Ahab sold his soul to do that which was evil. But the soul did not die. The soul did not fade into obscurity. The soul will live in the eternal world, either in heaven or in hell. Our soul will abide, depending upon what we have done about our relationship with God in this life. Let us consider the salvation of the soul. Jesus teaches the great value of the soul in this parable. In the figure of this lost sheep, the shepherd left all of the other sheep and journeyed into the wilderness. He looked, he searched, until he found it. God has sent his Son into the world to seek and to save every single soul that is born of woman. 1 Corinthians 6:20, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." We have been bought, purchased. Acts 20:28 says that we are purchased with the blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1:18-19 says we are redeemed with the blood of Christ. We are a purchased possession of God. God has paid a tremendous price so that we might have His salvation. God allowed His Son to die the death of Calvary, that awful death, so that you and I could live eternally and so that our soul could be saved. This is the value that God has placed upon the soul. 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Jesus was put to death in the flesh. He was crucified upon the cross. His body died. But he was quickened by the Spirit. He was made alive again. He arose from the dead, triumphing over the grave, so that you and I, even though we will die, might triumph over the grave. Christ suffered for sins. He was the just one. He suffered for the unjust, you and me and all of humanity, so that he might bring us to God. We are brought to God because of the great value of the soul. The lost sheep teaches us the value of the soul. In this parable, we also learn heaven's concern for the lost. Heaven is concerned over the lost. We might think sometimes that God does not care. We look at our world, we look at the situation of the world, we look at the conditions of the world, we look at all of the various activities and all of the evil and loss that is taking place in the world, and we come to the conclusion, well, God simply does not care. But God does care. God has great concern for lost humanity. The world is in the condition that it is in today because of sin. We have given ourselves to the devil. We lust after evil things. We walk in the path of darkness. But heaven was concerned for the lost so that God sent his Son into the world. Luke 15, verse 6, the shepherd has gone into the wilderness to find the sheep. He finds this sheep. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Verse 6. The shepherd, finding the sheep, shared the joy of finding that sheep with his friends. Heaven rejoices when humanity is saved. Every lost sheep that is found, every soul that comes to know God, every person that hears the gospel and obeys the gospel, there is joy and rejoicing in heaven because of God's concern for the lost. Look at what God has done so that we can be saved. Jesus was born into the world. Jesus lived a life of perfection in the world. Jesus ministered to the world in helping humanity and rendering good to all that he met. Jesus died the death of crucifixion upon the cross. He was buried and he arose from the dead. He ascended into the heavens where he sits at the right hand of God. All of this was because of heaven's concern for the lost. Heaven does not want people to be lost. God does not laugh and rejoice when people are lost. There is concern in heaven over the lost. God rejoices over the salvation of the lost. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God saw the world in its evil condition, and because of his great love, he so loved the world that he sent Jesus into the world. For you see, there must be a price for sin. There must be a consequence that is rendered because of sin. The righteousness of God demanded that an offering, a sin offering, be made for transgression. Jesus was appointed to be that sin offering. He was appointed to be the lamb that was slain, that was placed upon the mercy seat of God, so that we could be redeemed from sin. Jesus came into the world so that we might not perish, but that we might have everlasting life. God did not wish to condemn the world, but rather that through Christ the world might be saved. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came seeking sinners. This is why he was eating with publicans and sinners, because of the salvation that he desired to offer unto them, because of the concern that he had for their eternal welfare. Jesus welcomes sinners. Heaven opens its arms to sinners. Regardless of our sin, regardless of the transgression in our life, regardless of how black we may consider that transgression to be and how awful an ugly deed has been committed against humanity, God will accept us and forgive us and restore us. We can know the favor of God because of heaven's concern for us. We can live in the wilderness of darkness and yet come into the light of God's salvation because of Jesus Christ. Jesus' mission into the world was to seek and to save that which was lost. This sheep was valuable to the shepherd. The shepherd did not want to lose a single sheep. God does not want to lose a single soul. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God saves through preaching. The message of God is to be proclaimed. We are to herald salvation to the world. We are to teach heaven's concern for the lost. The offering of Jesus Christ for the lost. We are to preach the salvation that flows from heaven's throne to the lost. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. Humanity considers preaching to be foolishness, but God sees preaching as His power to save those that believe. The gospel must be heard. The gospel must be believed. The gospel must be obeyed. We must accept Jesus Christ into our heart and our life through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. This is heaven's great concern for us. Titus 2 and verse 11, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. God's grace has appeared. God's grace brought salvation. We are saved because of the grace of God. Grace is a favor that God has shown to humanity. Man does not deserve the grace of God. Man cannot earn the grace of God. Man cannot repay the grace of God. We are saved by grace through faith. And God, because of His love, His concern, His caring, His compassion upon humanity, bestowed His grace in Jesus Christ, and salvation has appeared to all men. This salvation is heralded around the world by gospel preaching. But the heart of humanity must receive the preaching of God. The heart of humanity must believe the message of God. And the heart of humanity must receive the message of God. Hebrews 8:11-12. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. What a blessing is poured out from the throne of heaven. Coming to God means that He will be merciful to our unrighteousness. He will remember our sins and our iniquities no more. It's strange that you can do something wrong. You can do something against someone, and they will remember that act, perhaps even unto your grave. But when we come to God, when God finds us in our sin, He will forget our iniquity and our sin that we have committed against Him. Heaven has concern for the lost. We see in this parable the need for repentance. As the shepherd goes into the wilderness searching for the sheep, finds the sheep, brings the sheep home, we learn that we must repent. Verse 7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. The 99 sheep stayed at home. They stayed in the pasture of the shepherd. They did not wander into the wilderness. But one sheep went into the wilderness, and the shepherd, noticing that that sheep was gone, went to find the sheep. He searched, he brought the sheep home, and there was joy in his household. This teaches us that we must turn from our sin, that we must repent, and heaven will rejoice. Repentance simply means that we turn around and go in a different direction. Whereas we are living in sin, we begin to live in righteousness. Whereas we have not served God, we begin to serve God. We turn. We go in the direction of God. We come to God, admitting our wrongdoing, confessing our transgression, owning up to our iniquity, placing the blame upon ourselves, and God will restore us. We are to repent. In Luke, the 13th chapter, at verses 1 through 5, there were present at that season some that told Jesus, of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Jesus looked at two accounts of sin and asked these people, Do you believe that these were the worst sinners? That doesn't matter. You must repent. What another person does, how another person acts, what sin another person commits, I must repent. God will not save us comparing our lives one with the other, but God will save us based upon the conditions of His plan of salvation. Jesus said, You must repent. They may have been the worst sinners, those Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled, those upon whom the tower in Siloam fell. But you must repent. We must repent of sin. We must turn from transgression. We must leave the walk of iniquity. Matthew 11:21, Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. You must repent. There is a woe placed upon you because you will not turn from your transgressions. Those who will not turn away from transgression and repent, those who continue to live in the wilderness of transgression, will suffer the wrath of God. They will not be saved. We must repent. Luke 24:47, Jesus, following His resurrection, told His disciples that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. The message of gospel preaching must be repentance. You must repent. I must repent. I must admit my wrong. I must confess to my transgression. I must turn from sin and follow God. I must leave the way of unholiness and become holy. Acts 2:38, Peter had told the multitude they were responsible for crucifying Jesus. They asked, What shall we do? Peter said, Repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repentance is not simply an act of regret for our sin. It is not simply a feeling of guilt for our sin, but repentance is a departure from sin. Repentance seeks the forgiveness of God through a life of change. Acts 8:22. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Heaven's concern for the lost through repentance. We must repent. We learn in this parable there is joy over salvation. The shepherd brought the sheep home, and there was joy in the household because of the restoration of the sheep. Luke 15:7, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. What causes God to rejoice? The repentance of sinners, the change of sinful lives. In Acts 8 and verse 39, we have the conversion of the Ethiopian. This man heard Philip preach Jesus. He confessed Jesus as the Son of God. He was baptized for the forgiveness of his sins. And verse 39 of Acts 8 says, when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. We rejoice when we are saved. We are thankful that God has blessed us with the opportunity to be found in His favor, to be forgiven of past sins, and to know that we are in a saved relationship with Him. Of all things that should bring joy to the human heart, salvation should be the greatest. We should rejoice because we are saved. We should be thankful that God has saved us from sin. Romans chapter 5, verse 2 and verse 11, by whom, Jesus Christ, also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom now we have received the atonement. We have been made at one with God. We have been reconciled unto God, no longer the enemy of God, but now the friend of God. No longer away from God, but now near to God. We have access into the grace of God through faith. And that access causes us to rejoice in hope. We have a hope, the hope of forgiven sin, the hope of reconciliation with God, the hope of eternal life. We rejoice that we are at one with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 3:6, but Christ is a son over his own house, whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. Romans 5:2, rejoice in hope. Hebrews 3:6, rejoicing of the hope. Hope brings joy. We have the confidence of salvation. We have the assurance of the eternal blessing from God because we are saved through the grace of God and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have accepted Christ into our hearts through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. We have become one with God. Hope is born. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 10, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. Paul speaks of the sorrow of the world. In the world we have sorrow. But knowing Christ brings us joy. Knowing that Christ is our refuge brings us joy. Knowing that Christ is our help and our strength brings us joy. 1 Peter 1:8, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, We do not see Christ, but one day we shall. With faith in our heart, we believe that we shall see Him, and we shall have a joy that is unspeakable when we are brought into the fullness of the glory of Almighty God. Be saved through Jesus Christ, because God cares about your eternal welfare. Your soul is more valuable, more precious than anything in this present world. Make sure that your soul is saved according to the teaching of God's law contained in the New Testament. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.